Hold it right there, bandit. Don't insult my intelligence, human savage. I could see your mithril chains from miles away. Really, you Iron God raiders are so easy to spot. Yes, Iron God raiders. Are you pretending to not have heard of them? Well, that is a first. Almost tops the list of moronic ways I've caught bandits trying to evade the law. Did you really think I would let you through the city gates of Floria? Oh, you are but a simple merchant. Then where might your goods be, simple merchant? You left them in the city and are coming back to retrieve them. Is that right? Does that mean you're a merchant from Floria, then? Well, that settles it. You will have truly topped that list. And you're trying to tell me that you are the first human merchant to be allowed to roam freely in the City of Elves since the days of Empress Griselda? Your Empress Griselda, babe. Come on. Okay, what do you mean, what are you supposed to do? You're a bandit, baby. You're supposed to sneak past me. Or you've got to take me down or something. I mean, my bad. You're a merchant, not a bandit, of course. Oh, I see. You're the apprentice of an elven merchant from Floria, are you? Under which guild, if I may? I may not? I'm afraid I insist, human. Ah, yes, the renowned Faganya Guild. Oh, you can prove it. You've got official documents with you from the Faganya Guild itself. Parchments that you can identify yourself as a trusted apprentice under the most authentic of guilds. Now these I must see. You'll show them to me if I approach you, if I make my way through those dark and dingy bushes where you lurk. That doesn't sound suspicious at all. Make sure that those parchments are ready for me, human. Oh my, a blade, how could I not have seen this coming? Well, bandit, it appears you have me pinned with a blade to my throat. I'm completely at your mercy, in the middle of nowhere. Okay, well, maybe not the middle of nowhere, but there's definitely not anyone here to assist me. There's no one to hear my cries for help, no one to stop you from doing whatever you please. Well, human, call a healing mage, but not for me. Ha!
Oh my god, are you okay?
I didn't mean to hit you too. Wait, no, that's not. Oh. Okay, foul bandit. You've tricked me. You vile, deceitful human, tricking me into believing I had bested you. And yet here you are, having taken my long sword to the face, but nonetheless also having taken it from my hands. What are you going to do with me, human? I'm an elven maiden. You will be punished if you harm me. You won't harm me. You're going to take me back to your human village? No! To set up the world's first elf girl looters? No! Anything but that! Please, bandit, show mercy. Do you still want to get into the city? I can let you in, please. I'll do anything. Anything but be humiliated having to work in some human tavern. Oh, no. No, no, of course you wouldn't be arrested as soon as they saw you with an elf girl as captive. It's fine. Just let me take you through the gates. You don't believe me? Why, human, you're smarter than you look. I guess I underestimated you. Most humans are brainless savages when compared to pristine, perfect elves like me. All your kind does is plunder and pillage and enslave poor, innocent elf girls by the dozen, never to be seen again. All the more reason to set up an elf girl hooters. No, I beg you, anything but that. Then what good am I? Why shouldn't you just kill me? I may not ever be able to get you past the gates. And I may not want to work in your tavern. But I have other good things going for me. I can make a mean lasagna. I made you hungry. Baby, now's not the time to think about food. Okay, yeah, maybe that was my fault. Okay, how can you think about food when you've got a quivering, beautiful elf girl as your prisoner? Yeah, that's where this is going, okay. Where did you think this was going? You're so sweet for fooling around with me like this, baby. But you really are a bit dense. No, please, show mercy. Calling you dense, I really didn't mean anything by that. Yes, human, I'm the dense one, for being so easily tricked and captured. Stop calling you human. What do you want me to call you? Master? As that's what I'll be calling you at Elfgirl Hooters. No, no, please. I'll let you to be my master, just this once. How does that sound? You can be my master, for now. But you have to free me afterwards. I'll be your elf girl captive, and you'll be my master only as long as you let me go. And don't turn me into some common tavern whore at your disgusting human village. How does that sound, master? Oh my god, thank you. Thank you. What are you going to command me to do? I know I said I'd make a mean lasagna, but... Master, I also give a mean blowjob. Stop getting so hungry! Would you like a blowjob, Master? Will you set me free if I suck your big human cock? You will. Then I'll just get down on my knees for you, Master, and rest my soft elven hands on your britches like this. Babe! Stay in character! Stop smiling like that! What? My breastplate? Master, must you humiliate me like this? No filthy human has ever set eyes on my ample bosom before. Stop! You're tickling me! Oh my god, oh my god, that rips. If that rips, I'm gonna be so fucking mad. You got me, that top, baby. Don't break it. Anyway, you cannot just rip off my breastplate like that, human. I mean, master. I am a respectable elf girl, and I should be treated as such.
Master, please don't.
Please don't make me stop covering my breasts. I've never exposed my nipples to a human before. Or anyone else, for that matter. No, you can't just grab my wrists and... No, Master, I hope you're happy now. Forcing my arms apart like that and exposing my perky nipples. Oh, while your compliments make this slightly less humiliating, it doesn't change the fact that... I was supposed to save my luscious bosom for the high elf I might marry one day. A high elf, not a high... Oh, fuck. My future husband would never be tempted by your wicked herbs. That's all we'll be selling at Elfgirl Hooters. The depravity. And Master, you promised you'd freed me, remember? Well, yes, I was also supposed to save my mouth for this future husband of mine, but I need freeing, and you need your cock sucked. Now, Master, may I pull your breeches down and get my liberation over with? Nope. Ah, Master, your hands on my breasts. So fierce and masculine, kneading away at my soft, milky badonkers. Stop it! You would try coming up with this shit on the fly! Oh, you think I'm doing great? Aw, thank you, Vae. I guess now you won't tease me as much for being a complete fantasy geek. Master, no, don't play with my nipples like that. It feels... oh, I can't describe it. What are you doing to me? Why does my body burn so? All this from just Brutus' touch of a primitive human. Oh, 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 Master, what are you... Oh, Master. Oh, Master, you mustn't. My nipples are not for your... oh, your mouth. I don't know what you're doing to me, but... oh, my body. You're setting my body on fire. Oh, my thighs. I can feel something dripping down them. Oh, Master, your tongue. Your tongue, the way it dances around my sweet nipple. I can't control myself. And now you devour my other nipple. Oh, Master. Is there no end to your human savagery? Is there no end to your lust? Oh. Master. I don't understand. All you did was flick and tease my nipples. You rub and my swollen breast. But when you stop... when you unlatch from me, I yearn for more, Master. Please don't stop. Master, please. Where are you going? Oh my, your britches, they're...
already down?
My god. What a marvelous cock you have there, Master. Just hanging over my face. Hard and expectant. Do all you humans wield such... magnificent weapons. Then why did you bother coming at me with this teensy blade when you could have brandished this instead? You could have saved yourself a nick from my longsword. Because this here? This is clearly mightier than anything an elf might pack. So, Master, is it time for my liberation? May I please take this mighty cock into my mouth and earn my freedom? Thank you, Master. Oh, your cock, it tastes so good. Never known human cock could ever taste so resplendent. I don't know what it is, Master. Maybe the shape of you, or the taste of you, the way you just fill my mouth so effortlessly. I've never felt more alive, Master. Oh, that's it. Run your hands through my hair. Show me you own me, Master. Show me that I'm completely, completely yours. Grab my hair. And just do with my mouth. And face what you need. Oh, Master. Oh, you're slapping my face. No, it's okay. Slap my face with your perfect cock. Oh, Master. Oh, batter my face with your massive human meat. And slap my tongue as well. Slap my tongue before you thrust back into my mouth. Oh. you want me to... You want me to... bend over? Master, I... That wasn't part of the deal, Master. You said you'd free me if I sucked your cock. If I sucked on your big, beautiful cock. Pardon? I am free? I don't understand. You're not my master anymore. I'm free to go? I can go if I want to. But I don't want to go, Master. I mean, human. I don't want to go just yet. You see, human, I... Master. Master feels better. You see, Master, you've made me feel something I've never felt before. My thighs, they've never trembled as fiercely as when you were teasing my perfect elven tits. My flower, my pussy, it's never been this wet as it's been when I was pleasing your cock. Oh, Master, when your cock was pleasing me. Then stay? I...
You know, I started off wanting to take this, like, depraved elf girl by force, but I like the spin you've put on things recently.
Yeah, you're doing great. Very sexy.
You have got a knack for bringing out my desperate side, haven't you?
Well, Master, I think I'll stay. I'm a good girl. Thank you. I want to be your good girl, Master. Whatever it takes. So, do you still want me to bend over for you? Okay, I'll just turn around and get on all fours. I don't know if a good girl would say this or not, but Master, if you were to just pull my skirt up over my curvy ass, well, you'd see what a wet mess you've made of me. You'd see how drenched and soaked your slutty little good girl was. There you go. Lift my skirt over my perfect elf girl ass. Do you like what you see, Master? Do you like how my booty jiggles from side to side for you? I wouldn't sway it like this for just anyone, Master. Just you. These round, soft ass cheeks are for your eyes only. For your hands only. That's it, Master. Take a handful of my soft elven ass. Are you going to play with my ass the way you played with my elf girl titties? Clearly not. Oh, Master. Oh, that was so rough. Earlier. Oh, when you manhandled my beautiful elephant titties. Oh, you are much gentler then. Oh, have I not been a good girl, Master? I was dirty talking too much. Oh, are you gonna punish me for having such a dirty mouth? Oh, such a filthy mind? Oh, I can't help it sometimes, Mathister. I'm sorry. Oh, if I take a good spanking, oh, then I'll be good for Master again. Oh, thank you, Master. I'll take my spanking. I'll take everything you want to give me. Oh, I want to be a good little elf girl for you, Master. Oh, my God. Oh, thank you, Master. Oh, it hurts, Master. Oh, but it hurts so good. Oh, my ass cheeks are on fire. Oh, my whole body is on fire. Oh, Master. Oh, my juices. I can't hold them in anymore. I can feel my warm nectar trickling down my thighs. Master. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you, Master. Thank you for punishing my ass so mercilessly. Oh, I want to be your good girl. Your good little elf girl slut. Oh, so bad. That feels really nice. Your lips. Oh, so gentle against my sore, burning cheeks. Oh, are you breathing me in, master? Do you like my scent? It must be so much stronger than usual. My dripping flowers calling out to you, master. Its nectar is like an aphrodisiac.
Oh, shut up! At least I'm staying in character.
Do you want to bury your face in my ass, master? Do you want to breathe in the sweet, sweet fragrance of my pussy? Bury your beautiful face in my perfect elven ass. Oh, so tender and sore from my master's hands. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, your tongue. Oh, my flower. Oh, my pussy. Oh, I didn't expect you to start devouring me, master. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, holy shit, that feels good. Oh, don't stop. Oh, don't stop. Your tongue feels amazing. Oh, my God, teasing my pussy lips like that. Oh, yes. Oh, my clit. Oh, eat me out, eat me out. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. What? What about my care? Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. You... Don't stop. Is that... Are you using your fingers? Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. Don't stop. Fucking. Oh, finger bang me as you... Oh, as you go down on me. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, baby, I'm gonna come. Oh, my God. I'm gonna come with your tongue and your fingers deep in my fucking pussy. Oh, don't stop. I am... Oh, my God. Oh my God. Fuck. Are you going to fuck me, master? Oh, taking a fistful of my hair like that? Like you're going to fuck me and show this poor, quivering elf girl how slut who our master is? Are you going to pluck my flower with that large, oh, throbbing manhood?
Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I really cannot do this voice thing anymore. Oh my God. Not just yet, at least. My mind has gone fucking numb. Oh my God, I just want you to fuck me that bad. Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, please fuck me. Oh my God. Oh, yes. Oh, baby, push it in, please. Oh, are you really gonna tease me?
Oh, just brushing your head against my pussy lips. Oh, you know how easily it would go in. Oh, just push, baby. Oh, just push. Oh, master. Oh, please. Oh, push your bulging cock into my tight little flower. Oh, push my soaked little petals apart and just... Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, you're just so deep inside me. Oh, you could slip all the way in. It was just fucking nothing. I told you it would be easy. Oh, please, baby. Oh, please stop teasing me. Oh, you're all the way inside. I can feel your cock head just pushing as far as it'll go. Oh, my God. Oh, so please, baby. Oh, pull out and fucking pound me. Just pound me to the fucking floor. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, baby, your cock feels so fucking good. Oh, my God, I can't. I really can't think straight when you're slamming into me like this. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, my God, just hold me. Oh, just hold my hair just like that. Oh, my God, fucking. Oh, force me down. My head down, take my ass, just like, oh, pushes into you. Oh my God. Oh, you like that? Oh, face down, ass up. Oh, you do, don't you?
I'll fucking destroy my pussy with that gorgeous cock. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, spank me some more. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, master. Oh, I love how you ravaged me so king. Oh, elf girl fucking pussy. Oh, I'm all yours, master. Oh, you've conquered me. I belong to you. The way your cock just belongs inside my wet pussy. You can feel master's cock pounding deeper inside me. Oh, deeper inside than I thought I could take. Oh, I can feel your balls. Your balls slipping against my soaking wet mound as you fuck me so mercilessly, master. Oh my God, I can feel how much you want to come in me, master. Oh, I can feel it in the way you pull at my beautiful elfin hair with your powerful masculine hands. Oh, I can feel it in the way your strong knees crash into my trembling thighs. I can feel it in the way your perfect cum-filled balls smack against me and tighten up, just ready to burst. I'm ready to fill my elf girl pussy with your hot seed. Oh, fuck. Oh my God, I can barely speak, baby. I can feel it in the way your throbbing cockhead how it reaches the deepest parts of my tight elf girl hole. In the way your thick shaft pulses with every thrust. Oh, I can feel just how much cum you're about to dump into my pussy, master. Oh my God. Are you gonna come? Oh my God, baby, if you come inside me, I don't think I'll stand it. Oh my God, if you just fill me up with your cum, if you just set me right off the edge. Oh my God, or off the fucking edge. Yeah. So, let's come together, baby. Do it. Oh my God, I want you to come in me. Oh my God, I want you to fill me up so fucking much that I can't help but fucking come as well, okay? Yeah. Oh, come in me, baby. Oh, please, come in me. Please, please, please come. Oh my God, please. Yeah. I'm gonna... Oh my God. Oh my God, just like... Oh my God. Oh, well, that got a bit out of hand. Oh, didn't it? Oh my God. Oh, I don't even have words for it, babe. That was just unreal. I told you role-playing would be fun. Did you, like, not realize that I meant in the bedroom? Because you looked so surprised when you figured it out. Oh, you're adorable, babe. So, maybe now you'll start getting into fantasy with me. I'm expecting you to take notes the next time I go on one of my geeky rambles. Oh, you take notes, and that way we can try it out in bed. Maybe next time you can be a gallant king and I can be some beautiful princess who's very grateful to you for having just saved her. Or maybe I can be a hot evil witch who's like tricked you into my lair and I've got you tied down. Does that sound like something you'd be interested in, babe? We're gonna have so much fun these next few days, baby. I just hope you're ready.